Welcome back, George. I'm Amy. Central bank decisions can seem deceptively simple. Rates rise, fall, or stay unchanged. But the most important information often lies beneath the headline, in a revised sentence, a change in policymakers' forecasts, an unexpected inflation reading, or a labor market trend that alters the balance of risks. This course will help you interpret those signals without getting lost in every data release or market reaction. The central idea is that monetary policy is a continuing judgment about inflation, employment, economic growth, and financial conditions. Policymakers are constantly asking whether demand is running too hot, whether price pressures are becoming persistent, or whether restrictive borrowing costs are beginning to weaken the economy too sharply. We'll focus on three practical layers of analysis. First comes the decision itself. What changed in the policy rate, asset purchase stance, or other key setting? A decision to hold rates steady can still be material if officials alter their guidance or reveal stronger disagreement about the path ahead. Second comes the reasoning. Inflation measures can differ in what they capture. While employment reports may contain mixed signals across hiring, unemployment, wages, and revisions, one strong or weak number rarely tells the whole story. The useful question is whether several indicators are forming a durable trend, and whether that trend changes policymakers' confidence. Third comes transmission, how policy moves through the wider economy. Central banks influence short-term interest rates directly, but mortgages, business loans, savings yields, currencies, bonds, and equities also respond to expectations about what may happen later. Markets can therefore rise after a rate increase, fall after a rate cut, or react more strongly to new guidance than to the announced decision. Context and expectations matter. As you listen, keep one pitfall in mind. Do not treat the latest headline as a complete policy map. Separate what officials did, why they did it, what they signaled, and what markets had already anticipated. That simple framework can make even a dense policy announcement more manageable. So, when the next consequential decision or economic release arrives, what should command your attention first? The headline move, the evidence behind it, or the clues about what policymakers may do from there.